April is usually the month when our Louisiana irises put on their most outstanding show in our landscapes. These are hybrid irises that arrived from species of irises that only grow together here in Louisiana. They come in an amazing array of different colors with big, attractive flowers that may be frilly or ruffled. They're just a spectacular plant in our gardens. They grow well in your average garden beds, as well as in boggy or wet areas. Once your Louisiana iris is finished blooming, trim off the flower stalks to prevent them from setting seed. We don't need the seed, and that keeps the plants neater and more attractive. Mulch the rhizomes. Make sure they're kept well watered through the early part of the summer. That foliage growth that they make in the early part of the summer is important to fill up their rhizomes with food for blooming later on. Don't be alarmed when they go dormant in midsummer and look terrible. That's just how they look at that time of the year. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.